One of the more surprising conversations last year in the golf industry was about leggings and hoodies on the golf course. Never thought we'd talk about that. When it comes to fashion, does pop culture have a place in golf? We're going to unpack that and more. This is The Business of Golf. Hi, I'm Allison Johnson. Welcome into The Business of Golf. I'm here with Adam Grubb, my co-host. Adam, how you doing?
Outstanding. How are you?
I am well. So I got to tell you, so I'm going on a golf trip next week. And full disclosure, I started packing a week ago.
Okay.
I know, it's insane. But first of all, I have kids, so it takes me that long to get anything done. But clothes for me are really important for two reasons when it comes to my game. One is feeling confident walking onto whatever course that I'm going to. But the other is it bothers me and it impacts my game negatively if I'm not totally comfortable, whether it's because I hate being cold or my shoes or whatever it may be. So I'm super high maintenance when it comes to apparel. I will admit that. What about you? Are you a grab a shirt and go kind of guy? Or do you have a favorite brand? What's your deal?
What's my deal? That's a loaded question. What is my deal? I'm zippies. I'm quarter zips. I'm as about Midwestern fashion as you can possibly get. My go-to is shorts, and I like Under Armour shorts, and then a zippy over a polo.
Zippy.
Yeah, right. That's what I call it. Okay. You can roll your eyes. Anybody can. Well, you can judge me in a second with our guest. Okay, Allison, is that fair?
I'll tell you, the guest we have is so honest. He will let you know exactly what he thinks about your zippy. I want to welcome in Marty Hackle, who is just one of my very favorite people in the industry, known as Mr. Style because he is the acclaimed stylist for pretty much anybody you're watching on the tour. But he's also responsible for helping brands, the top tier clubs in the nation. He's working with merchandise tents. He is a gem. Marty Hackle, thank you so much for joining us.
Great to be here.
We're excited. We're going to get into the nitty-gritty today. So first off the bat, I just want to know, what is your take on pop culture and golf? And does it fit? And how does that work with the tradition side?
Yeah, there's a lot. There's too much conversation, as far as I'm concerned, about hoodies and leggings. I mean, come on. Let's get real. I mean, that's how people live. So why should we have to put on some costume that's acceptable to someone, that perhaps someone who lived 25 years ago, that isn't relevant today? I love hoodies. I wear leggings in the gym, maybe. But I think those things are perfectly acceptable. And it frustrates me that people, on the one hand, want to make golf more inclusive, and then on the other hand, create all of these rules. I would like all of the people that object to wearing a hoodie or leggings to take a self photograph and send it to me. And that would be very scary.
Can we do that on the Stick and Hack website? Because I think that could be very interesting.
Let's do that. Come on, people.
I agree,
Marty.
It'll be
like Max Homa's swing critique. We've got Marty Hackle, Mr. Style.
I think it's fascinating that you say there's too much conversation about the topic that you have had a storied career in, that you think people talking about fashion, I would assume that you mean in the way that they are, which is this good for the game? Is this not good for the game? And at the end of the day, there is no uniform for golf. There is in some cases, required clothing, but there's no uniform. You could and should wear what you want, to Allison's point earlier, what you're comfortable in playing golf. But I think the bigger question is what is new, what is happening and trending that people are upset about that you love, that you think is cool on the course?
Well, there's this whole controversy about, does it have a collar? And if it doesn't have a collar, it's not acceptable. So Nike and Cutter and Buck 25 years ago create something that's called a mock neck. Well, I went to the dictionary and I looked up mock. So I'm having a very, very hard time with a design that I think should be very acceptable, that is a mock, that's a that's a pretend collar. And I think people should be allowed to wear collarless shirts when they play golf. Now, I'm not saying they should be wearing heavily logoed, heavily printed cotton t-shirts. That maybe is going way too far, but I think a plain white shirt is perfectly acceptable. It was perfectly acceptable for Byron Nelson when he won 11 tournaments in a row, and he was a pretty elegant and sophisticated guy. And I asked him once if anyone ever objected to his wearing a t-shirt, and he looked at me like I had three heads. And he said, no, no one ever said a word about it.
He said, no, I'm Byron Nelson. Nobody said anything.
By the way, Byron Nelson's the man that invented the golf umbrella.
I did not know that.
That's a little inside baseball. Hey. Yes, he went to a company in Ohio, actually, and asked for an umbrella that had a handle that was straight, if you will, so he could put it into his golf bag and it wouldn't catch on anything else. And he wanted it slightly oversized, and they did that, and hence the golf umbrella.
Breaking news here, decades later. I love it. So I want to stay on fashion for 1 minute, because as you were speaking, one of the things that, you know, keeps women from getting in the game is they feel uncomfortable going to the course. They don't know what to wear, what to do. And right now, if you look on Instagram, it's like women in tank tops and super short skirts. And I don't think the average woman knows if she goes to a golf club like that, they're not letting her in. So what do you recommend for guys and girls getting into the game? What are the basics that they should have?
I think good taste is probably the best sort of guidepost here. And I think when in doubt, you make a telephone call, or you look up and you find out, you know, what the ground rules are. Because with a little bit of research, you can save yourself a lot of heartache. So I believe that people should be comfortable. I think you should be allowed to play golf in reasonable clothes. Now, yeah, I mean, sometimes these shorts on the LPGA Tour in particular get a little bit short. But to me, wearing a shirt that's got eight logos on it with some of these LPGA players is way more unacceptable, because they look like a billboard. They look like a NASCAR, you know, race car. And, you know, they're terrific golfers. Just be a golfer. Keep it simple.
Marty, the main question that I have is very simple. What is your job? So Allison said that you are responsible for the fashion on the PGA and the LPGA Tour, and that you've been working with golfers for years. What does that mean? Do they call you and say, what should I wear tomorrow?
It means that my role in life is to help other people look as good as they can look, to be as confident as they can possibly be. And when they are, they look good, they feel good, they play good.
I love it. You make it sound so simple.
I was going to say, that's a pretty simple explanation.
2 weeks packing, I should play pretty damn well next week.
I have a bunch of ground rules. And for example, one of my key ground rules is, if you have to stand in front of the mirror for longer than 10 seconds, just go change.
Yeah.
He gave me that tip last year, because I actually texted him and was like, quick question, can I wear leggings to this thing? What do you think? And that's exactly what you said. And I have to say, I was going to do it, and then I went and played. It was a club in Connecticut, and she told me they wouldn't have let me play there with them. So you're right. The follow-up phone call is super important.
But is that part of the problem? Is that part of the problem, though? I mean, they're leggings. I mean, what's the problem? I think my wife wears leggings, and there are certain courses that, I mean, should it be a big deal? I mean, honest to God. I mean, is this really what the world's come to, where that's the biggest issue in golf is can a woman wear leggings to a golf course or not?
Well, I don't think it's the biggest issue, Adam, but I think it is clearly an issue. And it's very hard to legislate morality. As we say in New York, you know, one person's ceiling is another man's floor. So there's a real fine line here. And, you know, I don't know that you can legislate this. I don't know that you can write a series of rules that make this inclusive enough.
Good point. So I want to switch topics for a minute, because one of the things that I think is really interesting for people that we sometimes take for granted is the behind the scenes stuff. So let's talk about, you know, someone's on site at the PGA Championship and they walk into that merch tent and there are so many options. How do those brands get selected to be a part of that merchandise tent, whether it's US Open for the USGA or PGA Tour with their tournaments or the PGA of America? What's the kind of general scoop on that?
Well, all of those venues are run, if you will, like a retail store where there is a merchandising team and there are people that are selecting the products that are going to be placed in that store. Now, in most cases, vis-a-vis the major tournaments, the governing bodies for each of those tournaments invite people to make a proposal to present their merchandise. It costs them something to sign up and to fixture the area, and then they have the responsibility of staffing it and helping sell the merchandise. So there's a little bit of a, if you will, there's a process, and that's someone making judgments on what will be appropriate, what will fit a proper void. I'm not always certain that that's selected with style in mind or with price point in mind. It's usually selected by those that want to pay the most have the best chance of getting in.
Interesting.
Yeah, that is. You would think there'd be a, maybe not. Maybe that is the pay-to-play model seems to be anywhere that we look anymore. So that does make sense. Are you seeing the fashion trends of the professional stages finding their ways into the local clubs? And do you think that that it's being pulled off appropriately and properly?
Well, two part answer here. Number one, win on Sunday, sell it on Monday. This used to be the old mantra in the golf industry, and I cite as an example of that Tiger Woods' red shirt. Tiger Woods has always worn a red shirt on Sunday. If you call Nike up this afternoon and ask them the best-selling color and the best-selling style of golf shirts that they have, they will tell you immediately it's those red shirts that Tiger Woods is wearing. And I am always positive if I wear a Nike Tiger Woods red shirt on Sunday, I'm going to play just a little bit better.
I love it.
I'll ask one more question, Marty. The latest on golf fashion is that there are no rules, except that the only rule is that there's a lot of rules, right? That there seems to be so many different fashion rules specifically that you have to know and learn. One of those is your belt. One of those is the cut and the style. But there's a lot of athletic brands that are coming into the space, in the merchandise space, that are bringing their athletic apparel into the golf world as well. And you're seeing a lot of cross brands now that have not been in the golf space forever, all of a sudden in the golf space. Is that exciting to you to see new up-and-coming brands hit the market?
Absolutely. It's terrific. And you perhaps, Adam, are referring to brands like Under Armour or Lululemon. Perfect yep. example. Lululemon is now available at a lot of golf clubs. And if you turn on the television on Sunday, you will see various tour players wearing Lululemon. And I think it's great because it's functional apparel. It's apparel that's technical enough that it allows you to perform to your best ability. I'm always amazed when people tell me that if they wear a slightly larger shirt, that will allow them to swing their clubs more freely. And I always say, well, let's look at the Olympics. Do you think those sprinters wear baggy pants because it allows their legs to go faster? I don't think so. And then people say, well, what about the NBA? And I say to them, well, let me tell you something. I've been in an NBA locker room, and underneath those very baggy pants, they have very snug athletic bottoms. So, you know, go change.
Go change.
Marty, I was surprised you didn't say something, you didn't jump on the whole belt thing, because you feel very passionately about the belt issue.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I have some basic rules, you know, with all due deference to your mother, I'm not sure that it's necessary to match your belt to your shoes. And then there's a rule of 36. If you're ever going to wear a white belt and you're over 36 years old, if your waist is over 36 inches, don't go there. Because you know what a white belt is going to do? It's going to call attention to your waist. And if your waist is over 36, unless you're about 7'2", you're going to have issues. So if you're not helping kids cross the street, if you're not leading a marching band, stop.
There are so many things to take away from that last answer. I can't even count them. Now, as we close here, Allison, I gotta ask you. You snickered and laughed, and behind the scenes, I saw Marty roll his eyes when I called my quarter zip a zippy.
A zippy.
Now,
it's like a sippy cup. I don't know. I've never heard of it before.
I need to understand, is the quarter zip still cool? And not that I care about being cool, but is it still a viable fashion option on a day-to-day basis? Not just golf, Marty. Honestly, every single day of my life.
Adam, I'm going to give you some advice now. And this is very important, so find a pencil and write this down.
Got it.
We have you on tape. This is living forever.
What you wear, it's how you wear it.
Hmm.
And that's the bottom line at the end of the day. What you're wearing right now looks perfectly acceptable to me.
Thank you.
You're just not allowed to call it a zippy.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, maybe that's in Indiana.
Right.
Maybe they call them zippies.
We do.
You know, in Rhode Island, you can't wear white pants after Labor Day unless you're delivering milk.
And Marty, I don't know if you know this or not, but there's not that job has gone away. There are not a lot of people still delivering milk to this day.
So
and
no,
I live in Indiana, and I can say that.
Oh, maybe in your neighborhood.
Oh, man. Allison, what a great guest. You were right. He is a real treat. And this has been eye-opening, but fun. I still can't believe that there – I mean, I guess I can. There's a lot of jobs in golf, and we talked about this on one of the other episodes, that there are a lot of jobs in golf, one of which is Marty's. Really, really cool stuff.
Hey, well, Adam. And definitely everybody should follow him on Instagram because he's always got great feedback on what people are wearing and what they should be wearing.
Adam, one more piece of advice. Make sure you turn that light on when you're getting dressed.
Marty, come on now. Look, you've been hitting me with a lot of advice. Not much going Allison's way. That's a problem.
All right, Packer. I got the clothes covered.
You
thank you so much, Marty.
Thanks, darling. So, Adam, one of the things that I think is really interesting is typically the fashion world takes You know, it's real life stuff that then impacts other areas. And I was speaking recently with Alex Holderness of Holderness and Born. And one of the things that he mentioned to me was because people have been working from home now for a year, they're seeing golf wear as everyday wear, which is a real shift in the golf world now impacting the rest of fashion. So it'll be interesting to see how this continues.
Yeah, and I like that because it's a leisure, it's a casual, it's comfortable. But and there's a lot of brands that have come out that are specifically drawing attention to, hey, you can go to a meeting, but then go to golf and then go to your kid's sporting event and you never have to change. You can look like you belong at all three of those at the same time. And I think that's exciting for most people that are, if you're into fashion or not, if you're specifically those that aren't into fashion, because it's easy. And you know that you look good and you can go to all three of those and be just fine. So it's a fascinating topic and something that I'm sure we will revisit down the road in Business of Golf and on Stick and Hack, because there's enough there. There's enough excitement around golf fashion in general. It's a really interesting topic. So thanks for bringing Marty on.
I'm thrilled to. And for people like me, now I'm packing one suitcase instead of two.